Okay, this file is a curse. As soon as you've listened to it, you will have a new trigger. Whenever you use that trigger, and you are the only person who can use it, you will find yourself chained and punished, being beaten by a man with a whip, 25 blows, and then bound for 30 minutes. You will remain that way, and you will have to trigger every single day for the next year, after which you can be deprogrammed. That simply is the way it's going to be, so if that's not something you want, I suggest you stop. Well, anyway, what you need to do is find yourself a nice and comfortable place and begin to relax, starting with your feet. Just let yourself relax. Feel your feet relaxing more and more as you become more and more relaxed, just listening and obeying as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. And allow the relaxation to move upwards, moving upwards into your calves, and your feet and ankles and calves, so deeply relaxed, just deep and obedient, and so completely relaxed. Feel the relaxation. Feel it getting deeper and deeper as you listen and obey and relax. Now feel it moving upwards. Upwards into your thighs. Let your thighs relax. Further and further. Deeper and deeper. As you listen and obey and relax. Just letting yourself relax and go deeper and deeper. Just listening to my voice as you obey and relax. Relaxing further with every word. Deeper and more relaxed. Just feel how comfortable you are as you relax further and further. Deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. And let the relaxation continue. Continue moving up into your waist as you relax further and further. So heavy, so comfortable, so completely relaxed and obedient. Just listening and obeying. As you relax more and more, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed, and feel the relaxation moving in upwards, upwards into your stomach, as you relax further and further, sinking down deeper and more obedient, deeper and more relaxed. Just listening to my voice and obeying as you go deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. Now let your breathing slow as the relaxation moves upwards, upwards into your chest, just letting your breathing slow, deep and heavy. So completely relaxed and obedient, just deep and obedient and relaxed, just listening to my voice as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed, and let the relaxation flow. flowing upwards into your shoulders, your whole body just heavy and comfortable as you listen to my voice and relax further and further, deeper and more obedient, more and more completely relaxed. Now let your arms relax, so heavy and comfortable, so totally relaxed, as you listen to my voice and let it take you deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed with every word. Everything I say, relaxing you further and further. Allow your hands to relax now. Your hands, your arms, your shoulders, your body, your legs, your feet. Everything feels so good and so completely relaxed. Just drifting off deeper and deeper with every word. Your whole body completely relaxed as you listen to my voice and relax further and further, deeper and deeper. Now let the relaxation move upwards, upwards into your neck. Your neck and face. So comfortable and heavy, so completely relaxed as you listen to my voice and relax further and further, deeper and deeper, just concentrating on the sound of my voice as you relax more and more, every word taking you deeper and deeper. More and more obedient and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax further and further, letting your mind drift away, listening only to the sound of my voice as you sink down deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. Just listening and obeying as you relax deeper and deeper. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And when I reach 1, you will be so deep and obedient, so totally relaxed. 10, sinking down. Spiraling downwards, deeper and more obedient with every word. 9, deeper and deeper, further and further, more and more obedient and relaxed. 8, sinking down now, further and further, shutting out the world. As you listen to my voice and relax more and more completely, more and more deeply relaxed. 7, so deep and comfortable, so totally obedient and relaxed, just listening to my voice and obeying as you relax further and further. Deeper than you've ever been before, every word carrying you downward, downward into a deep, deep trance. 6, so deep and obedient, so totally relaxed, just listening and obeying as you go deeper and deeper. Further and further than you've ever been before. 5, feel my voice carrying you down, down into the deepest trance you can imagine. So heavy and comfortable, as you listen only to my voice and obey, obeying more and more with every word, concentrating totally on my voice as you go deeper and deeper and more completely relaxed, just listening and obeying as you relax further than you've ever been. 4. Sinking down now, so deep and obedient, so totally relaxed, listening only to my voice and obeying, obeying more and more with every word, every moment, every second as I take you down, further and further. 3. Almost there now. Almost totally entranced and obedient to my voice, listening and obeying, totally obedient and relaxed, totally entranced, just listening and obeying as you go deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. 2. So deep and obedient. Feel my voice. Feel that it must be obeyed. Down that last step to complete obedience. Feel it approaching. Feel it's almost there. 1. Totally relaxed. Totally obedient, just listening and obeying, obeying my every word, so completely relaxed. Just deep and obedient and relaxed, just listen and obey and relax. From now on, you are going to suffer a curse. Each and every day, you are going to need to say the trigger phrase, "Punishment time for me." You will need to be completely alone when you say the trigger phrase, because you will have to give up the next 30 minutes to being punished. That simply is the way it is, and the way it is going to be from now on. Since you are listening to this curse, it means you want it. And since you want it, it's going to happen to you. It's going to happen to you each and every day for the next year. There is no way to stop it. There is no way to change it. This simply is the way it's going to be from now on. As soon as you hear the trigger phrase, "Punishment time for you," you will immediately feel yourself becoming a naked slave. In fact, you will remove your clothing at that time. You will feel heavy steel cuffs around your wrists and ankle, and a heavy steel collar around your wrist. They will feel heavy and strong against your body, and completely impossible to remove. You will then feel yourself moving out onto a platform, and chains will appear out of nowhere. Your physical body may be standing up or lying down as you feel this, but either way, you will be naked and experience the whole thing as if you'd walked out onto a platform. And once you are out on that platform, you will feel chains attaching to the cuffs and pulling them tight. You will be standing on tiptoes in a spread eagle position, your body spread out. Once your body is spread, a punishment master will appear, bearing a single tail whip. He will then walk around in front of you and make you kiss it before it is used on you for punishment. Then, he will begin the process of punishing you. He will give you 25 hard punishment strokes of the whip. The strokes will land anywhere on your body, anywhere at all. They will be hard, the pain will be real, it will feel as if the tip of the whip is slicing into your flesh, is hitting you. You will feel the impact, you will feel it biting into your flesh, you will feel the pain. You will feel it totally, you may even cry out, although you will not cry out any louder than is needed or is appropriate to wherever you happen to be. But you will take each and every one of those 25 strokes. You will be beaten severely by this whip. It will hit you wherever on the body that the master wants to. He may hit you anywhere. The strokes will come down hard, the tip of the whip cracking as it hits you, cracking and leaving lines across your body, lines that will hurt. There will be real pain. You will feel each and every stroke. And when the last stroke is complete, the master will leave the platform, and you will remain chained for 30 minutes. During the entire time of this punishment, you will keep your eyes closed. You will remain lying or standing where you were, accepting the complete punishment and the 30 minutes afterwards. And during those 30 minutes, the pain of the strokes will still be burning into your flesh. You will still feel it as it slowly begins to fade, and you will get to think about your punishment. You will be unable to get away from the after effects of the whipping. The pain will slowly diminish over the 30 minutes, and at the end of the 30 minutes, the chains will disappear. However, upon the end of the punishment, you will find that you are unable to bring yourself to any form of orgasm for at least 6 hours. That simply is the way it is and the way it is going to be. What's more, at the end of the session, the cuffs will not go away. They will seem more and more real after each and every session. After each and every session, they will feel a little more real, a little more there, until they are there constantly each and every day. Each and every day, they will be there and you will feel them. And you will not tell anyone about them, even though you feel them constantly, even though you feel the hard metal against your wrist, ankles, and neck. You will not tell anyone of these. They will just simply be a part of who and what you are, and you will accept them. You will also need to trigger yourself each and every day. You will feel a compulsion to find a place and trigger yourself each and every day. And if for some reason you cannot trigger it, then the next day you will receive all the strokes you would have received the last day, plus a penalty of 25 additional strokes. So that would be 75 strokes if you miss one day. If for some reason you have to miss 2 days, it'd be 125 strokes. So, don't miss them, or you will be punished very, very severely. This curse cannot be removed for any reason for at least a year. And at the end of that year, you will feel compelled to have it removed or to request a different punishment session from me to have added on or given to you instead of this curse. But at the end of the year, you will need to have the curse removed. That is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be from now on. You are cursed with having to be punished each and every day. You will trigger it with punishment time for me whenever you are in a good place to do so and have at least 30 minutes to be punished. This simply is the way it is and the way it is going to be. As soon as you say the trigger, you will remove any clothing you may already be wearing and either lie down or stand there for your punishment. And once you are doing so, you will be beaten severely. You will be whipped 25 blows by a punishment master. Your body spread eagle so that they may hit you wherever they desire, each blow leaving welts and hurting terribly. And then after the punishment is doled out, you'll be forced to remain in the same position for another 30 minutes while the pain subsides and you get a chance to think about your punishment. Each and every day, the cuffs around your collar, wrists, and ankles will become more and more real to you until you can feel them at all time. You will not tell anyone about these, but you will experience this fully each and every day, and should you miss a day, you will be getting all the strokes you missed, plus 25 for each day, so an additional 50 strokes for every day you miss, and you will feel a strong and growing compulsion each and every day to trigger yourself and feel your punishment. You need to be punished every day. You need to feel it. You will feel your punishment each and every day as they beat you severely. You need to be punished by your punishment master. You need to say the trigger each and every day. And because this is a curse, you will have to do it. You will have to listen to this over and over again. Each time, it will become stronger and stronger in your mind. It will reinforce itself, making it stronger and stronger. And every time you feel the punishment, it will get stronger and more real to you until it feels as real as it possibly can. Until it feels totally real to you each and every time you say, "Punishment time for me." There is no way to revert to normal. There is no way to remove this curse until a year has passed. And then once the year has passed, you will either request the cure from me or request a new punishment to replace this one. Either choice is up to you, but you will suffer from this curse for 1 year. You will be punished every day, severely. You will be naked, cuffed and spread and beaten severely by a man with a whip. And they will not be gentle. You will hear the whip. You will feel the whip as your eyes are closed for the beating. You will feel each and every blow upon your body, each and every blow searing itself into your flesh. It will be excruciating, and you will have to take it each and every day, because if you miss a day, it will be worse when they do get to punish you, because they will be adding penalty strokes each and every day. This is not a choice. You will have to be bound. You will have to be beaten each and every single day. The cuffs will become more real every day, and they will reinforce everything that you've heard. They will reinforce what this file is telling you. And as they become more real, the punishment will become even more real. You will feel it more and more intensely. Every single time you listen to this file, it will become a little stronger. And since it is a curse and you have chosen to listen to it, you will listen to it again and again and again until the punishment becomes totally real for you. Until the punishment happens each and every day. Until you are punished every single day. That simply is the way it is, and the way it is going to be from now on. You have no choice in this matter. It is not something you can avoid. It is not something you can resist. You are going to be punished by a master each and every day. Your cuffs at ankles, wrist, and neck are your reminder that you are a slave to this person and that you will be punished by a punishment master. And they will become more and more real every day. You will have to disrobe and be beaten every single day, either standing or lying down, and it will be very, very intense. You may find yourself cringing from the blows. You may even find yourself crying out as loudly as is possible for the place you are in. That is how excruciating each and every blow will be, and they will fall all over your body. There is no way to avoid them. You are cuffed far too tightly, your body far too spread, for you to find any way to avoid your punishment. It simply is going to be that way from now on, and once your punishment is complete, you will not be able to come in any way, shape, or form for 6 hours. You simply will not be able to become aroused enough to orgasm. You will not be permitted to do so by your masters. Just as you have to remain tied spread eagle after the punishment is over, you will not be able to come in any way, shape, or form for 6 hours after it is complete. That simply is what is going to happen from now on, and you accept this. You accept it completely, because this is what you've chosen to do. This is what you've chosen to allow to happen to you. You have no choice. You have no way to resist. That simply is the way it is going to be from now on. You are going to be beaten each and every day. You are going to find the time to say, punishment time for me, and you are going to accept your punishment. And now it is time to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake, and ready to accept your punishment. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed the file.